Another week of restricted fieldwork will likely occur across the Midwest, but we are expecting some improvement perhaps next week. The storm systems this week will start off rather weak with a couple of cool fronts drifting through the heart of the Midwest and generating a little bit of shower activity and a few thunderstorms. The first frontal boundary comes from north to south across the region today into tomorrow. The frontal boundary will become somewhat stationary across the Ohio River Basin tomorrow. And we'll see the showers occurring in the lower parts of the Midwest, and at least enough to cause some delay to fieldwork across parts of that region. We may see a little bit of fieldwork take place today before those showers arrive, but tomorrow and probably on Wednesday, we may not see a lot of opportunity for fieldwork across some of those areas. Same is true for the northern portions of the Delta and northern sections of the Tennessee River Basin as well. As we move on into the latter part of this week, a large storm system will be working its way across the plains and into the heart of the Midwest. This storm system will be a lot like the one last week, and it will produce a line of severe thunderstorms, some very heavy rainfall occurring across the heart of the Midwest. Missouri, Illinois, the northern Delta, and parts of Indiana will probably be targeted for some of the heftiest amounts of rain, and those could end up producing between 2 and 3 inches, perhaps, and there may be some hail and damaging wind coming with some of the severe weather. The storm system will be fairly quick moving across the region, and it will get very warm to hot and quite windy ahead of the frontal system that will occur on Thursday afternoon in the eastern Midwest. Wind speeds could be 20 to 30 miles per hour, and some stronger gusts getting upwards close to 35 or 40 miles per hour. We'll also see the temperatures work their way into the 80s for a brief day on Thursday, and then we'll likely see a significant cool-off as we finish out the week and go into the weekend. High temperatures behind the frontal system may be in the 40s and 50s in the north, and the 50s with a few lower 60s in the south. And temperatures during the first part of this week are going to be bouncing around a little bit because of that frontal system that's going to come across the region. We'll look for high temperatures working their way into the 60s and 70s across portions of the Midwest here as we move forward through the afternoon today. And we'll likely see that churn around and cool off a little bit tomorrow with readings in the eastern southern parts of the Midwest running mostly in the 50s and 60s. But we'll turn right around and warm it back up again as we move on into Wednesday and Thursday. Now, some of that cool air will not reach the Ohio River and point southward. Those areas tomorrow will probably still be in the 70s and up around 80 degrees. But as we move on into the latter part of this week, that heat will work its way northward, and that's what's going to help to enhance some of the drying rates across the region and allow for some fieldwork to occur before the bigger storm system arrives. So the bottom line is that there's an opportunity for some fieldwork. It's just not going to be real aggressive across the region. In the northwestern part of the Midwest, we've got another problem, and that's with all the storminess that keeps occurring up there. And parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, rain and snow were reported during the weekend, and another storm system very similar to that will be occurring starting tomorrow and going into Thursday. The two storm systems combined will have produced quite a bit of moisture across the Dakotas and Minnesota. It was substantial snows in quite a few areas. Over the weekend, over 19 inches was reported in portions of North Dakota, and it looks like 6 to 10 and maybe some 12-inch amounts may occur with the new storm system across the region from southeastern Wyoming to northern Minnesota. The new storm system will also have quite a bit of moisture with it, with anywhere from 2/10 to around 3/4 of an inch and some local amounts to 1.5 inches possible with that event. And that will likely culminate in a significant flood event as temperatures get warm enough to melt snow this coming weekend, and the snow melt will likely continue fairly often all the way through most of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.